B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, it's 5:40. It's already Wednesday. Congratulations.
Thanks. I had
Isn't
so much
great?
To do with it.
You did. You just by not being here Monday. Today's Wednesday.
Isn't it nice?
It's so
I
nice.
Think 40 weeks should be just the thing.
What's that?
40 weeks should be the thing for people.
40 weeks.
Four day weeks. I don't know why I'm in radio. My articulation is terrible.
40. I thought you said 40 winks. Yeah.
4 day weeks.
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Don't speak too loudly.
No, I think just overall.
Boss might hear that.
Overall.
We can arrange
as
that.
As a national thing.
Would be good.
They just did a big thing in Iceland.
I read
great.
That.
What'd they do?
They did a study on people's 4 day week. People just did a 4 day week. They didn't get a pay cut. They just worked 4 days. And
10 hours a day?
No.
They didn't
regular
have
hours.
Wow.
And they were more productive.
Look at that.
Yeah, baby.
Well, we couldn't do that here unless there was a best of show.
We could make that
just
work.
Can't seem to make that happen.
We can make that work on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
All right. Well, let's.
All right.
Again soon, right?
Anyway, hey, there is a heat advisory, so we advise you. That there's a heat. There's heat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. You've been warned. Well, no, it's not a warning. We were advised.
We're just advising you.
Yeah.
That's going to be hot till 7.
Okay.
So you've been advised. Act accordingly. A mix of clouds and sun today. Thunderstorms are possible in a high of 89. Yeah, I was saying my dog Shiloh can sense thunder before it comes. It's eerie. She won't go outside. She seeks shelter.
Good for her.
There's got to be a way we can put this to work.
Better than a dog that wants to go golfing all of a sudden.
No, she doesn't. I want to grab the irons for sure.
Yeah. Don't do that in a thunderstorm.
Yeah. But it's great, though. It's like she's my heat advisory or my thunderstorm.
That's good,
advisory.
Yeah.
I see her hat on the couch. Okay.
Something's happening.
Batting down the hatch. Pretty good, right?
Weather situation going on.
Okay. It's 5:42, already 69 degrees in Boston. Today is chocolate day.
It is?
Celebrate accordingly.
Just all kinds of chocolate?
Just any chocolate, any way you want it.
It'll be melted chocolate.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Advisory.
Again, you've been advised.
I have a thing with dark chocolate covered almonds now.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love those.
Those are really good.
How
Don't
many
sleep
would you
on
have
those?
At a sitting?
Three.
Yeah, for the day?
Well, I mean, it depends on the day, Bob.
How many times you're sitting?
That's the bigger question.
Yes, it is. All right, fine. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. That's the cutting crew. And we're your morning crew.
Oh, God.
It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Well, we are, yeah.
I know. It's just, yeah.
But the get-up crew was already taken, I heard. So
oh, that's right.
We could just be the morning crew. Or
yes.
Not. Okay, good. That is not going to fly, is it?
No.
No, we don't like that. It's LBF. Time for the news. What do you got?
All right, it's 70 degrees and clear this morning in Boston. This is brought to you by the Jimmy Fund. The ringleader of a group involved in a standoff on I-95 in Wakefield has been ordered held without bail. Jamal Tlaib Abdullah Bey will face dangerousness hearings on Friday. He was leading a group of 11 people from New York and Rhode Island on a training trip to Maine. The heavily armed group engaged police in a standoff for hours on Saturday, and several refused to cooperate in court yesterday. A large group from Winthrop High School is accused of disrupting a flight to the Bahamas. The group of more than 30 arrived in Charlotte from Boston on Monday to connect to an American Airlines flight to the Bahamas. The group refused to wear masks on the plane and were disruptive. The flight was delayed overnight and finally departed yesterday morning. Tropical storm Elsa is just a few hours away from slamming into Florida. It's barreling toward Tampa after losing steam as a hurricane, but 4 million people on the Gulf Coast are still bracing for a possible hurricane, while 10 million could get hit by a tornado. And former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is now worth a record $211 billion. He accumulated more wealth yesterday after the company's stock rose. That happened when the Pentagon said it was canceling a cloud computing contract with rival Microsoft. In sports, the Sox.
What do you do with that kind of money? You shoot yourself into outer space.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I want to enjoy every minute I can on Earth.
on Earth?
With my $211 billion.
What's the first thing you do?
With that?
Yeah.
Buy a boat, I guess.
Okay.
So I can see all of the
boat?
Earth.
Yeah. Not a ship?
Oh, yes. Yes. It would probably be a ship, but I wouldn't brag. It'd be a humble brag. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That could be the name of it. Here comes Bronson's the humble brag.
The humble brag. I like that.
That's
right. A good name
That's
for a boat.
That's a good
boat,
name
right?
for a boat.
Yes, yeah,
the flex, the humble brag.
Okay.
In sports, the Sox fell to the Angels last night, 5-3. They take them on again this afternoon. Weather today, there's a heat advisory until 7 o'clock tonight. Heat index value is up to a 97. A mix of clouds and sun with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Storms may contain strong gusty winds and a high of 89. That's today, everybody.
Yeah, and it's going to be muggy till 7, so that's it, right?
Heat Don't advisory. Even do your hair today. Don't even do it.
I like that recommendation.
Yeah, just forget it. Put on a hat, call it a day.
There you go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts take the guesswork out of finding a great repair shop. Call any O'Reilly location or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, today is a very bad hair day. But if you've got frizzy hair today, I've got a hack for you.
You got a hack for that.
Oh,
huh?
I've got a hack for it that's going to just blow your mind.
It is so funny. I can't believe people hadn't figured this out before. I know, it's genius. All right, coming up. Brian, what do you got?
I got some roller coasters for you.
It's that time of year.
And you know what? We've got some of the top ones right here in Massachusetts.
Is that right? Okay. And I'm going to tell you about the experiment that University of Elmhurst in Illinois did with $5.
Okay.
Took $5 and did a great study with it. And we'll tell you what the results of that is. Okay?
All right.
All right. What do you got?
TikTok is teaching me so many things. And there's a girl who, you know, she blows out her hair and it gets staticky and frizzy. How does she do it? Here's what she went on and said.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what she uses afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, if you're like me and you brush out your hair like once a year and it gets super staticky, I'm going to show you how to cure that, okay? So, see all this lovely static? You're just going to go, whoop, and the static is gone.
What did she do whoop with? A dryer sheet.
Genius.
Genius. So, that's, you know, you blow out your hair and all of a sudden you like look like this sort of like A-frame house.
Yeah.
Then you take your hair and kind of gather it back, take the dryer sheet, and just run it through the ponytail, and you are all set.
And then you smell, pretty
smell
good,
like,
I bet.
Yeah,
right?
Fresh, clean laundry.
Yeah.
What's better than that? Nothing.
I don't think so. That's good. Yeah, you'll smell like, bounce.
Bounce. It gives your hair bounce
or
and
snuggle.
Bounce. Snuggle or bounce, depends on your mood.
Then you snuggle. Well, okay. I think it's bounce snuggle.
Usually it's snuggle bounce.
Snuggle bounce, okay. I thought it was snuggle.
I got a bounce.
No, I think it's...
See ya.
I thought it was snuggle
roll.
Bounce snuggle. All right, Brian, what do you got?
Ew.
Well, what? Oh, no. Okay.
Ew, I'm never going to look at that teddy somewhere. Bear again the same way.
That's true. Okay, Brian.
All right, there's a guy named Paul Rubin. Not to be confused with Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens. Yeah. This guy has visited 333 theme parks and been on 903 roller coasters. He's 83 years old and he uses
it. What?
Yeah. He loves roller coasters. He's been writing about roller coasters at amusement park for 44 years.
Awesome.
So he put together a list of like his top 13.
All right.
Among, okay. Yeah. Whatever you want, buddy. Among them, Six Flags New England.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of his top parks.
Okay.
One of his other favorites is Universal down in Florida, which we've been to.
Oh, yes,
and
right.
A lot of the rides that he recommends. But
okay.
Until up till recently, his favorite roller coaster was Superman, the ride out at Six Flags New England.
Never done that.
And that was only until they built the Fury 325 at Carowinds in North Carolina.
Jeez. I don't like the sound of that one.
No?
That one sounds fast.
Fury?
The Fury 325. I don't know
Fury
what they're counting.
I don't know what, yeah.
But yeah, so, hey, you don't have to go that far for great roller coasters and excitement.
No, it's great.
You know, go
Six
hit Six Flags.
Remember that time we did Hulk, you and me, and the Universal?
So great.
LBF washed our bags.
That was such
you know what, you say
ride.
That like it's a bad thing. Bob, but you know what? Guess who'd have no bags?
Well,
that's true. We shouldn't have gotten a locker to do that job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You never know what's going to happen in a locker.
He's 83. And
you know what? You're not going to shame my roller coaster fear.
No.
Or all of my fears.
Because hell hath no fury, like...
A person with bags.
Yes.
I think I'm going to hold your bags again.
Okay, good to know. A new study has found that people get more happiness out of buying something for their pet than they do buying something for someone else or even themselves. So researchers gave 188 participants $5 and randomly had them spend the money on themselves, their pets, or someone else. The people who spent the money on themselves typically bought food.
Yeah.
The pets usually got new toys or a treat, and other people would get snacks, drinks, or gift cards, or a charitable donation for someone else. In the end, researchers determined that buying for a pet triggered the greatest happiness. Isn't that fun?
It makes sense. I mean, you ever, like, present a dog with a treat?
Who's
you
happy?
Just, you know.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's a good boy?
Dave doesn't do that when I bring him coffee.
Are you sure?
You know, no tail wagging, no jumping around, no, you know, circling.
Scratch his belly.
Well, then.
Yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. 6:26, Wednesday already. And we have a heat advisory in effect today till 7 o'clock. Looks like a mixture of clouds and sun. Thunderstorm this afternoon. Could be about 89 to 90 today. It's going to feel wicked, though.
Yeah.
You know? It's going to feel hot and humid. Heat index about 97 degrees today. Now, that's sticky.
That is sticky.
Scattered thunderstorms and 66 tonight. So there you go. Showers in the morning. Tomorrow's high only 70, by the way.
We're talking about
roller coasters.
Yeah.
We're on a weather roller coaster.
We really are.
Yeah, we have another wedding this Saturday to go to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Heavens.
My family is just... they're
ruining
that,
summer.
Yeah.
Every weekend, Brian.
Say it for you, Brian.
No, they're great girls getting married. This past weekend, Lauren got married.
Yep.
Lauren has the donut tattoo you liked.
I love Lauren.
That's a big donut, too.
It's just great. I'm like,
I guess
what is
her
that?
Favorite aunt loved donuts.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't need an explanation.
Yeah?
I just love the tattoo.
That's it.
If anybody has a donut on their arm, they're my best friend.
That's it. And it says wonderful.
Yes, it is.
I guess that's what Millie used to say, enjoying her donut. So Saturday, we have another wedding in Methuen. It's another backyard wedding, though. So Carolyn, my
wedding
wife,
in forever.
So, can I make an observation?
Please, I love them.
Here's the difference between men and women. And correct me if I'm wrong. Now, why do I even have to say that? So yesterday, Carolyn says, first of all, I had to approve, not approve, she wanted me to pick her outfit out of the two, right?
Right. Yeah. Your opinion.
Opinion doesn't matter.
Right.
But she wants to ask anyway to solidify
to make
her.
Make you feel relevant.
Go ahead. So I opted for a nice dress skirt kind of a thing. It's summer, as opposed to a jumpsuit. Right.
Jumpsuit,
and I said, I suppose I'll be wearing slacks, right, hon? Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, you know, slacks, nice shirt, and maybe we'll look for a new tie. I said, I don't want to buy a new tie. I'll only wear it once. She said, well, that's what you think we do with dresses. Welcome to our world, bub. We wear a dress basically once or twice, and that's it. I didn't want to know this.
Well, your wife is much more stylish than I am. I wear a dress way more than once.
Well, that's good to know.
Because it's truly a miracle if it fits. And I like to celebrate all the miracles
that's
in my life.
No, I see.
But
that.
No,
it's
I mean, you wouldn't wear like the same dress 2 weekends in a row, maybe?
Well, that's the thing. Having all these weddings all in the same summer, that's a
maybe
lot
that's,
of different dresses she's going to have to get. A lot of trips to Frugal Fanny's.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well, I'll never wear it again. Well, then just
your wife should do Rent the Runway instead of buying if she wears a dress once and that's
it. Maybe she should.
Because that's a cool thing.
Then she said, well, why don't you go for a bow tie instead?
No.
Okay.
No, thank you. No,
you
if
don't
you
strike
showed
me
up.
As a bow tie
no.
guy.
Yeah, summer bow tie guy?
Oh. How about a bolo tie?
My grandfather used to wear those, and he had snaps on his shirt. So he
and
was
chaps
cool.
and snaps, huh?
Chaps and snaps, Grandpa.
Anyway. See you at the wedding. All right. What do you got coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Oh, okay. I'm fascinated, one and done, with your wife's clothes.
I'm not saying she'll never wear it again, but if it's the same people, she can't do it, right?
Yeah, she has to recycle.
Yeah, that's what that's all about.
Okay, all right, I got it.
Okay. Heaven forbid you're seen in the same attire.
You know, it's true.
By the same people. Okay.
Yeah, everybody's taking pictures.
Who did Katy Perry write I Kissed a Girl about?
No.
Who did she write it about? You'd be surprised, because I was.
Okay. Was it somebody we know?
Yeah, somebody you know really well.
Okay, not as well as Katie.
Well, she did like it.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I like that version better. I
like it a lot. I mean,
how about that? That girl's great.
The tone is pretty good. Dun, dun. I mean, so hit all the notes.
She's got a lot of the words.
Right?
Okay. That was some car karaoke with a mom. We don't know who the girl is, but we love her. We know this girl. It's LBF. She's got Dirty Laundry. What's happening?
All right. This is brought to you by Sunoco. Okay. Mm. Who did Katy Perry write the song I Kissed a Girl about? I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. But before I get to that, hey, Britney Spears, still in the news, experiencing another shakeup. The lawyer who's been representing the pop star is quitting. Sam Ingham is upset about Spears claiming she didn't know that she could end the conservatorship when they reportedly discussed her options regularly. This news comes after Spears' longtime manager Larry Rudolph resigned, saying he felt the singer was on the verge of retirement. Let's see. It's kind of crazy. Britney's mom is on the fence about the conservatorship. I don't know what the deal is with her, but she seems to have taken
a background.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah, she used to be very involved, and then Britney's father just took over.
Mm-hmm.
Now Britney's Spears list of the A-list friends coming together behind her and maybe helping fund her stuff. Mariah Carey, Miley Cyrus, Paris Hilton, Katy Perry. Sort of getting behind her and helping her, because I think they see what can happen if your parent becomes in charge of your money and your parent does not have your best interest in mind. I feel like one of the worst things a parent can do is send their kid to Hollywood and have them be a star.
I 100% agree.
I mean, I know that we need child actors, and if you're willing
it
to do that,
doesn't end well usually.
But it really, I mean, it does not end well, and.
Mm-mm.
I read this really great piece by Amber Tamblyn. She was the Joan of Arcadia girl.
Remember the name,
Her parents were managers of her career, and when she finally got old enough, like 24, 25, to separate her parents from that, it was like firing your parents, and they'd spent their whole lives helping her, but that whole muddled relationship of money and parents, bad.
Mm-mm.
Bad, bad, bad.
No.
On to better news.
Yes.
Kate, speaking of Katy Perry, who's sticking up for our girl, Britney. She wrote, I Kissed a Girl, about Scarlett Johansson, inspired by a crush
on her.
Brian,
calm down.
Wow, really?
By the way, Scarlett is expecting her second child, her first with her husband, Colin Jost, from Saturday Night Live. So congratulations to Scarlett. He kissed a girl, all right.
yes, he did.
Do you want to know what other songs were inspired by, like...
No, I'm still thinking about the other one.
Popular songs written about celebrities.
Yeah.
It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Lenny Kravitz wrote about his divorce from Lisa Bonet.
That's good.
I Need a Girl Part 1 by Diddy. By it's about J-Lo. Style by Taylor Swift is about Harry Styles.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you what Heart Shaped Box was about, so I'm not. You'll have to look that up yourself.
Well,
Nirvana.
About what's his name? Dave Coulier was.
That's
Morissette's, right?
Oh yes, you ought to know
that boy. She ripped him,
right?
Dave Coulier. Which uncle was he?
Joey.
Uncle Joey on. What was the name?
Full House.
Full House.
Okay. Full House,
man.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Not that movie theater, though.
No.
Anyway. That's it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that's the stick out line from the song.
Yeah, that's it. You done?
Oh, yeah, I am. Probably for the rest of my career.
No. Just getting started. It's 6:49. Heat advisory in effect today. It's already 69. Going to be 90.
I'm not wrong.
It's going to feel like 97.
Yeah.
Hot. Okay. Good friends. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's Wednesday already. Like that, don't we? Nice short week. But it's going to be a hot one. Heat advisory in effect till 7. LBF will give us details on that and more right now. Good morning, LBF.
Good morning. It's 70 degrees. And the ringleader of a group involved in a standoff on I-95 in Wakefield has been ordered without bail. Jamal Talib Abdullah Bay will face a dangerousness hearing on Friday. He was leading a group of 11 people from New York and Rhode Island on a training trip to Maine. The heavily armed group engaged police in a standoff for hours on Saturday, and several refused to cooperate in court yesterday. Family members of a 2-year-old boy are credited with saving him from drowning in Tewksbury. The boy was unresponsive when he was pulled from a swimming pool by his 11-year-old sister. He was rushed to the hospital, but police say he's expected to make a full recovery. And a huge collection of Journey's Neil Sean guitars is up for auction. Sean said he'll offer up 112 guitars through Heritage Auction in a sale starting on July 1st. He said, "It's time to let go of some of my collection to make room for new arrivals." In sports, the Sox fell to the Angels last night 5-3. They take them on again this afternoon. And Bryan DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady 3-2 in the fourth installment of the match in Big Sky, Montana. So that's sad.
Are they done? That seemed to go on forever and ever. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it wrapped up last night very late.
But as for the charity,
that's what happens when duffers play, you know?
Yeah. More than 6.3 million meals were donated for Feeding America.
They did it for charity? They
and
didn't
then
do it
2.6.
For the back pocket?
No, my brother's keeper. That's incredible. I think that's based in Brockton.
Look at that.
That's really? $2.6 million was raised for my brother's keeper. I have to double check and see if that's, I mean, that's a national story, but I wonder if
that's local. Well, it's a good cause. That's great.
Okay. Yeah. And weather today, heat of what?
Seems like it's the first time you read that.
It is the first time I've read that. Okay. A little rip and read. Heat advisory until 7 p.m. Wednesday.
Let's not peel the curtain back too far now.
Heat index values up to 97. Today, a mix of clouds and sun with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Storms may contain strong, gusty winds. A high of 89. It would be much more refreshing if people read the news that way.
You seem really surprised.
Let's pretend that we know what we're doing.
All right, and coming up, I do know what I'm doing at 8:40. Dirty Laundry. Who is Sharon Stone dating? I am very intrigued by this
story.
Match.
It's the craziest story of the day.
I like it.
You do?
I do. I love Sharon Stone.
Okay.
She's got moxie.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll leave it at that. But it's there's some age separation there. But
there
hey,
is. And you know what?
Mm.
Good.
But you're not your sister's keeper. So
no, I am not.
None of our business.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What's today?
Want to know what it is?
I cannot tell a lie. It's National Tell the Truth Day.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth?
Don't buzz a lying.
I'm not lying.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yes, it did. National to Tell the Truth Day. So we thought we'd play a little Two Truths and a Lie game. Why not? It's summer. Nothing else going on.
Right.
That's the truth.
No kid.
Right? So let's play. Here's how it's going to work. We'll go around the room. Each of us will tell you a story of a celebrity brush, as Letterman used to say. But one of us is lying.
Okay.
You try to figure out which one is the liar. Okay, I'm going to start randomly with Brian Bell. Brian, tell us your celebrity brush.
I once rode my bicycle with Dale Earnhardt Jr. NASCAR. Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right. We rode bikes together.
Who
wants
did
to ride
you?
Bikes with Dale Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. They have little bell bells on it, little bicycle
just
bells.
Just one yeah. bell. The big
just
bell
me.
Right there.
That was the only bell.
You and Dale Earnhardt rode a bike, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Dale and Bell.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I like to ride bikes.
Okay. I mean, I'm by that. Okay. All right, LBF.
Okay.
Tell us your truth or lie.
Okay. Mm. One time at a party, mm-hmm. I sat on a sofa with Julianne Moore and Kate Winslet mm-hmm. while watching Woody Allen play the clarinet.
Okay. All right.
It made it sound believable.
Clarinet, what? Huh? Is that what he plays?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Well, I mean, it
not
was long.
Saxophone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could have
right.
been an oboe, but right. I think it's the clarinet.
Okay. All right, remember, one of us is telling a lie. Two are the truth. So you figure out at 888-410-1057. Mine was I once smoked a cigar, a big stogie,
yeah,
with none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger at Pete's Seeger's in New York.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Had a cigar,
really?
And he said to me, Robert, if you wanted, you could be an international weightlifter. You have natural pecs. So,
wow.
I got that going for me.
You had me some of the pecs.
Yeah, sorry, it was
what?
Peter Luger's, not
Peter
Luger's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Luger's. Oh, all
the
right, nice.
Cigar where Arnold marveled at my pecs.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
One of us is a big fat liar. Two of
okay.
us are telling the truth.
Okay.
Let's
who
see if folks
be?
Can figure it out. 888-410-1057. Did Brian ride bikes with Dale Earnhardt?
Mm-hmm.
Did LBF attend a party, right?
Yeah.
Upscale. Sit on a couch with who? Julianne Moore?
And Kate Winslet.
While Woody Allen played
clarinet.
Yep. Or did I have a cigar with Arnold and enjoy his company over a nice scotch as he marveled at my pecs? Say that.
Two truths and a lie, everybody.
Okay, which one's a lie? 888-410-1057.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. 1057 WROR, 80s and more with Journey. Don't stop believing. Okay, we're playing Two Truths and a Lie today because today is National Tell the Truth Day. No lies today. No,
okay.
No. So we thought we would just throw the game out, Two Truths and a Lie, and one of us is lying. All right, so the story really quickly was LBF.
At a party, I sat on a sofa with Julianne Moore and Kate Winslet while watching Woody Allen play the clarinet.
Okay, is that true? Brian, yours was?
I rode bicycles with Dale Earnhardt Jr., NASCAR
okay.
legend.
And mine was, I enjoyed a big fat stogie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who said, Robert,
jeez,
your pecs are magnificent. You should consider weightlifting.
Oh, my.
I said, Arnold, it's too late.
It's too late.
These pecs will never see the light of day. Sorry. One of us is a liar.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone.
Okay. Who could it be?
Who could it be? 888-410-1057. Who do you think is the liar?
I think it's LBF.
I think LBF's lying. Okay. You stay tuned. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Right.
Stay tuned. Keith, who's not telling the
Good
truth?
Good morning.
Morning, Keith.
LBF is lying.
You think LBF's lying? Clarinet.
There's no way I'm at a party if I was on an oboe and I stay. That doesn't happen.
Oh, no. There's a clarinet.
There's a clarinet. All right.
Oh, whatever.
Clarify. Isaac, who's lying? Who's not telling the truth?
I was thinking LBF is lying.
You think LBF's a liar? Okay, stay tuned.
Yep.
We'll tell you. Chrissy, who do you think is the liar?
I hate to say this, but I think it's LBF.
You think LBF's a liar?
Why do you have to say it?
It's okay. It's a game.
David,
I don't take it personally.
Who do you think is not telling the truth?
I'm sorry, Bob, but I don't believe you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like a cigar.
Have you seen his pecs?
Have you seen
his pecs?
Did Arnold see my pecs?
I know what Arnold looks like, but I know he's kind of a private guy, so that's why I don't believe
you. All right, stay tuned, David. Stay tuned. Joanne, who's not telling the truth?
LB is not telling the truth.
Oh, boy. More people don't think. All right, we're going to go. Stay tuned. All right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's okay.
Butch, who is not telling the truth?
LB.
LB's not telling the truth. All right. Stay tuned. All right, Rich, who do you think is lying?
Oh, my God. It's LBF. No doubt in my mind.
Wow. LBF.
It is a ridiculous story.
Your story. All right, stay tuned. Kenny, who's not telling the truth?
I don't think she's sitting on the couch with
she being LBF.
Whatever it was there. Mm.
I don't know. LBF loves sitting on couches.
I love sitting on couches. What's wrong with you?
That's the only thing I believe. All right. Thank you. Stay tuned, Kenny. All right. Will the real liars stand up? All right. I'll stand up. I'm lying.
He's lying.
It's just a fantasy. Me and Arnold having a cigar.
Really?
Never happens.
You and Arnold with mini horse.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
The maid.
No, so that's a bald-faced lie. I admit it. But you guys have told the truth.
I told the truth.
Where'd that happen?
I know it sounds like a fever dream, but it did happen. I was working for the Herald, and I was covering a fashion show in New York. They flew me in for the weekend. This was
That's
so random.
Awesome.
And after the after the fashion show, there was a private party, and I ditched the Page Six girl from the New York Post, and I sneaked in, and I got in, and I sat next to Julianne Moore and Kate Winslet, and then I looked over, and Woody Allen was playing the clarinet. And that's when I said, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Who gave me these mushrooms?
All right. Brian, your bike ride with Dale.
Yeah, that's my favorite story. I got to ride bikes with Dale Jr. up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. I brought my bike. I was trained for the Pan Mass Challenge.
Nice guy, right?
Dale rides bikes.
Nice guy.
Hopped in. He was great because, I basically stalked him, and he's like, oh, yeah, come on along.
There you go. So remember, folks, it's National to Tell the Truth Day. So there you go. Hey, Ted's on the phone with us for Morning Court. He's got a girlfriend. She's, his words, not mine, super awesome, smart, beautiful, and fiercely independent. But there's one problem. She cray-cray.
Really?
She cray-cray. That's what he says.
What?
She's so adventurous. She does stuff to the point that it's driving him crazy because she's so carefree that he's
worried about
just,
her.
Super worried about her. Okay, so we'll see if we can talk him off the cliff.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. We've got Ted on the phone with us this morning. Hey, good morning, Ted.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling. What brings you to court today?
Well, I got a girlfriend, and she's amazing. She's a great girl. She's super smart and wicked awesome, beautiful, fiercely independent, and really adventurous, like almost to the point where I worry. Okay. And I feel like I should tell her, I don't know. Last weekend, she wanted to go to the Cape,
right?
And I couldn't go. I was working, and so she couldn't afford a hotel room. We're both in college, and she was like, "Oh, I'll just sleep in my car, no problem." So she did. She went and slept in her car and went to the beach all weekend.
Slept in her car at the Cape.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like she's never seen a horror movie before.
What does she say when you show your concerns, or Ted?
Well, she basically tells me, don't clip my wings, bro.
Okay. All right, bro. Wow. Well, so what else is happening? What else has she done besides that? Because obviously it led you to Morning Court.
Last year she couch surfed as if COVID didn't exist.
Wow. Okay.
She's couch surfed. Okay.
That's brave.
Yeah.
She lived in her van for an entire summer and traveled across the whole country in her van. And she hitchhiked. Oh, she hitchhiked last year.
This is 2021? Hitchhiking?
Yeah, this day and age. There's a serial murderer on every corner, and she's hitchhiking.
Wow. So she's a free spirit, and it's got you kind of worried, right?
I definitely worry. I worry every day because she really thinks she's invincible. She's out there, and I don't know how to approach it. I don't know how to tell her hey, well, maybe we're getting a little older and we should, you know, and she, it seems like she's had a lot of close calls, and I'm worried that she's due for something real bad to happen.
Right, like her luck is going to run out.
Yeah, her luck is going to run out.
Well, it's not just that. It seems like you're ready to kind of settle, and she doesn't sound at all like she's ready to settle if she's doing all these adventurous things. Nothing wrong with that, I mean, but maybe you guys are going in divergent, you know, locations.
Directions.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Ted, here's a question I want to ask you, okay? Because I think if I'm in the car hearing your story, I'm wondering if she's right for you or you right for her. Because like she said, don't clip my wings, bro. So,
but,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I think that he has good instincts, too. Like, she's maybe can be putting herself in dangerous situations, and he cares about her.
Can you cage the bird?
And, like, if he's like, well, I'm going to break up with you, and then something happens to her, the guilt, oy.
I mean,
right.
But she says she likes you, loves you. You love her, it sounds like, right?
Oh, we love each other, and the relationship is terrific. It's just, she's got me constantly worried, because she sees herself as carefree. I see herself as careless.
Okay. That's well said.
Gotcha.
All right. So let's see if we can help Ted out. It's obviously got him stressed out. She's slept in a car at the Cape last week. She's hitchhiked. She's
living in a van down by the river.
She's done it all. Is it too much for Ted to handle? Like I said, you don't want to cage the bird. Okay. You want to let her fly.
Right.
Okay, so Ted, listen, stay tuned. I'm not sure you're going to like all the advice we get from our listeners, but I bet you get something out of it, okay?
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ted. Stay tuned. 888-410-1057. Advice for our friend Ted today. He likes this gal, but is she the right for him? And is he right for her? Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.
Man, this girl must drive her parents crazy.
Oh, they don't know.
Can you
know.
Imagine that? They probably don't know. Hitchhiking? Went to the Cape and slept in her car for a couple nights. Right? Hatchback, whatever.
Around all summer long.
I don't know. So who's crazy? Give us a call. 888-410-1057. Well, is
he a worrier or is he has something to worry about? Is she an adventurer or is she being too risky? No one's crazy.
Well, you know what I mean. She's hitchhiking.
Who's the dad in this scenario? That's
where hey, where's all that right, guy going back? I don't know. Let's give him a ride.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
888-410-1057. Ted really cares for her, and she's carefree. Any advice? Give us a call. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. 750. Bob LBF from Brian. Morning Court today. We just heard from Ted. He's dating his girlfriend. Well, you know, she's super. She's awesome. She's smart. She's beautiful. A little too carefree for Ted. And he's a little concerned that she's maybe just a little, I don't know, too much of a free spirit. How do you rein it in? As a matter of fact, so I guess a couple of weeks ago, she went camping at the Cape by herself because he had to work. She says, don't worry, I'll go to the beach and sleep in my car. So she slept in her car.
Yep.
How about that? And whenever he brings it up, she says, don't clip my wings. This is who I am. So the question is she right for Ted? Is it, yeah, she's too independent? Maybe?
Well,
if he's that worried about it?
I think it's like, is that too risky? Is that like a thing that like he should say to her? Listen, you are being too
independent? Maybe? If
well,
he's that worried
that.
About it?
I think it's like, is that too risky? Is that like a thing that like he should say to her? Listen, you are being too risky.
Yeah.
You are taking your life in your own hands. Or is she just being a cool, independent chick who's like, I don't know, hitchhiking to me seems a little bit risky.
Yeah.
I mean, just driving in a car seems risky to me, though. I'm a nervous person.
She couch surfed. She lived in a van one summer.
So you know what couch surfing is? Like, it's not like friends. It's not like you're like, oh, I'm going to call my friend. It's like literally putting like a social media ad out there saying I need a place to sleep tonight and sleeping at a stranger's.
All right. So what advice would you give to Ted about this, his girlfriend? Should he just stay or go? Or, you know, is it he's just got to get used to it? What do you say? Let's help him out. Poor guy's been listening to hear some advice. 888-410-1057. Phones are open for Ted. My advice would be. You're not going to change her.
No.
Right? She is who she is.
Yeah. Right? What I would do is like what my mother would do is put articles in front of my like from the newspaper in front of my plate in the morning, like about like kids who drove drunk or hitchhikers.
Oh my God.
And I'd be like, oh my God, this is a terrible thing to do.
All right, Michelle, a lot of insight into her. Michelle, what advice do you have for Ted about this carefree girl of his?
Well, I think that he should speak his truth and try to keep his expectations too low. And then let if she, whatever she's going to do, she's going to do. And if he can deal with that, great. And if he can't, then I think he needs to turn around and look around for somebody else.
Yeah. Well, it's true because do you agree with Michelle that, that you really can't change anybody that much? If that's who they are.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
You can't.
You either like. Yeah. Get involved or don't.
That's
like,
what just, you know. What that's right.
Yeah.
Either just
right,
all in, or see ya.
Get in, sleep
right.
in your car.
And you can't. You're right. She sounds like a kind of a latent hippie, which is you know that's cool who she is, and you know he sounds a little more conservative, and you know maybe
the cold truth
not,
is
maybe they're
yeah they might not be compatible.
Okay,
isn't that
right? Exactly.
Sorry, Ted. We told you, truth bombs coming your way. You know why?
Bombs coming your way.
They're coming your way, Ted, because today is Tell the Truth Day.
It is, Bob,
so
and that's
we're gonna
what
tell
we're here
Ted
to do.
The truth, okay? 888.
That's it.
410-1057. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great day. Remember.
You too. I love listening to you guys.
Are you telling the truth?
You have to today.
I yeah. am, because it's Tell the Truth Wednesday.
Yay!
Thanks, Michelle. All righty. Have a great day. All right. Hi, who's this? ROR, good morning. Is this Ted?
Hello?
It's a different Ted on the phone. Ted, you there? Going once? Going to a guy named Ted called. It's not our Ted. All right. Anyway, okay. So it is National Tell the Truth Day. So tell the truth to our guy, Ted, who's he wants it. He's like, I can't deal with the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
Do I move on?
Okay.
You know, or like you said, just live it.
Live it. Get involved.
All right.
All in, baby.
888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good morning. Wednesday, July 7th, and it's National Tell the Truth Day. So in that spirit, we are going to help our guy, Ted, who called about a girl who's just maybe just too free-spirited for him, and maybe they're a wrong match, but he's willing to hear your truth. So, Julie, what do you say to our guy, Ted, today?
Well, I agree with LBF. Maybe he should cut out, you know, the parent or somewhere, and he should put some articles in the paper and say, look, this is what's going on these days. You know, this is too risky. It's dangerous. And he should probably be honest with her, like they, you know, these other people are saying. And if he's not comfortable with what he has to say, then maybe it's time for him to move on. Who knows?
Yeah, I like it because it was my advice.
And she's not lying, okay?
Okay. I mean, it's just—it's really scary, and I couldn't do it.
Are you a parent, Julia?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
How would you like to hear that your kids hitchhiking out west?
Yeah, well, my son, if he did that, I would really have to tell him, like, look, you better think twice.
I think you'd tie his thumbs down.
Growing up, the coffee table book in my house was named Disasters of the 20th Century. So that's why I'm very safe.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Julie. Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl, with a C.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What advice do you have for Ted today?
I would tell him to have her binge watch all the episodes of IDTV.
Oh, see?
Oh, no.
That's like putting
are
the article
in lines yeah. 48 hours.
Terrible things that happen to you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Fear-based decisions are my favorite.
Yeah. A young girl hitchhiking.
Across the United States.
All you need, you know, you're absolutely right. All you need is this guy right here.
Who?
What was the bizarre reason?
Keith Morrison. Have Keith call her. That'll scare the hell out of her. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks.
That's good stuff. Okay, 7:59 and Morning Court in session today. If you want to talk to our boy Ted today, see if he's maybe at the point of, you know, wrapping things up with this girl or just accept it.
Yes.
What do you do? 888-410-1057.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. More at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Let's say good morning to our player today. Yes, he's caller number 7.
All right.
Let's say hi to Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good, Dave. Thanks for calling. So, yeah, our player that was supposed to be in the slot today, for whatever reason, maybe just took a beach day. That happens. Okay, so Dave, step up from Wilmington. Tell us a little about yourself, Dave. What do you do?
I am a facility manager for CBRE, and I'm married with 3 kids.
How about that? 3 kids. I've been there, Dave.
You are there.
I'm there, yeah, good point. Yeah. I'm still there. Well, I mean, yeah, supposedly grown up. Dave, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Dave, good. Yes, I still have three kids. Right. Okay, good. Let's play Super Smart, Dave. Let's see if one of us is. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. You know what you're going to get, right, Dave?
Yes, $1,000.
You betcha. Nice. It's always a wonderful parting gift, and you're going to love this one. So don't feel, there's no pressure. You can't lose today. Here we go. Don't forget, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. If there's time, we'll go back to it. Dave, here we go.
What's 8 plus 8?
16.
In what city would you find the Louvre?
Paris.
Who was Tom Brady's partner in the match?
Phil Mickelson.
Who sings I Kissed a Girl?
Katy Perry.
What is the name of Ronald McDonald's big purple friend who loves milkshakes?
Pass.
Heather Locklear played Amanda in what TV show?
Oh my God. I want to say 90210, but that's wrong. I don't know. Pass.
Woody Allen plays this instrument.
The flute.
A cohiba is a type of what?
Pass.
In Another Brick in the Wall, you can't have your pudding if you don't...
eat your meat.
What's a coronet?
A musical instrument.
Oh, ran out of time.
No, it's a car.
You know what? It's both. It's also a crown. So we're going to give you that one. Hey, all right, Dave. Not bad for just calling in. We're going to give you 6.
Okay.
6 out of 10. You passed a few times. Missed a couple. LBF... tell us.
The name of Ronald McDonald's big purple friend who loves milkshakes? Grimace.
Heather... you knew Grimace. Come on, Dave. Remember Grimace?
That crazy Grimace. Yep. Heather Locklear played Amanda on Melrose Place. Close, because 90210 came on before Melrose Place, and Melrose Place was an offshoot.
Same neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an offshoot.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah. A shoot-off.
A shoot-off. No.
Okay. Spin-off.
Spin-off. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Woody Allen plays the clarinet. A cohiba is a type of cigar.
Cigar, yeah.
And a coronet, C-O-R-O-N-E-T, is a crown. A cornet is a musical instrument. That's C-O-R-N-E-T.
You're tricksy.
I'm tricksy.
You're
just tricky. Just tricky.
You're tricky.
Tricky.
I thought you said corn.
Trixie.
You're tricksy.
It's like a character.
Thanks, Trixie.
Thanks, Trixie. Got a question. But a coronet. Remember that commercial? Extra value is what you get when you buy coronet.
Dave, you ready to hang up now? Dave's ready to go. Can we wrap this up?
Dave knows that commercial.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Dave, Dave, have you ever seen The Rain?
I have seen The Rain.
Yes, you have. You're going to go see John Fogerty at Leader Bank Pavilion. Have you remember that song, LBF?
Yes.
Have you ever
not as well as the Coronet commercial?
Yep. Okay. Hey, look, Dave, take a break. You and whoever you want to go with, you got a pair of tickets. See John Fogerty at Leader Bank Pavilion. Now, isn't that the old
Harbor Lights.
Dave, it's
so cool. Thank you so much.
August 20th. Yeah, tickets available through LiveNation.com. Dave's ready to go. Thank you, Dave. And you hang on. We'll get all your vitals and get you those tickets to see John Fogerty. You can get the tickets now, like I said, LiveNation.com. Hey, if you want to play Super Smart, all you got to do is go to WROR.com. But we invite you to play the home version of the game, don't we?
Yes, first you play the home version. Mm-hmm. Play it. You slay it, then we pay it.
How about that? Wow, well, look at you.
I know. What a I slogan. Know.
Trixie, you're pretty good.
Trixie.
You're pretty good.
Trixie.
All right, it's 8:13.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, Morning Court in session today. We talked to Ted about 50 minutes ago for Morning Court. Here's the his situation, and what brought him to Morning Court was he's seeing his girlfriend for, I don't know, a long enough period of time to get to know her, and what he doesn't like is that she is crazy adventurous.
Yeah.
So some of the things she's done is she's, like, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, she went down and spent a couple nights at the Cape in her car.
Yeah.
Because like, why get a hotel?
It's like beach bum.
Beach bum? Mm-hmm. Spend
hotels
a couple
are
days
expensive.
There.
Yes, they
hotels
are.
That's what she said. She's lived in a van for a summer. She has hitchhiked numerous times out west. She has couch surfed.
Yeah, that.
And when he brings up his concerns, she says,
don't clip my wings, bro.
Don't clip my wings, bro. So we actually, because it's National Tell the Truth Day, we said to Ted, the truth might be, maybe it's a mismatch. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's too much for you. You can't change her. Are you willing to change?
Right.
Right? Or is it time to move on? Mosey.
Right.
Okay, let's see what the listeners have to say. We're going to start with Mama June. What do you say, Mama June?
Is that what attracted him at first to her, her free spirit? Because sometimes the thing you most love about someone is the thing you end up hating the most later.
Oh. Ain't that the truth?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mama June.
Oh, it's Truth Bomb City.
From the top rope.
Yeah.
That was a B-52 bomb. All right, Mama June. That's a good question.
You got to decide if he can handle that.
Can you handle the truth? Wow. All right, Mama June. Well said.
Have
a great day. I like that. Joanne, what do you want to say to our caller, Ted, today from Morning Court?
Good morning. So, first of all, I want to say I always love a free-spirited person, but I would never want to date one or be married to one.
Right.
I just love them for who they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's probably not going to change in the near-distance future. And even if she did, she may feel stifled and then hide that.
Well, she's already said it. You're right.
Don't clip my wings,
and
bro.
The apple cart, just when you think, you know, things are going well and you can relax, the apple cart will tip over, you know. Just when you think it's smooth. And sometimes love is not enough.
Then what do you got when the apple cart tips over, right? Applesauce.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody
wants
that.
In the hospital.
Nope.
Well, you might have a few rotten apples.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Sure.
All right, Joanne. Yeah, you can't change her. That's who she is.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. He deserves, you know, someone lovely who's going to not ever.
I agree. He's a nice, concerned guy. Thank you, Joanne. Have a great day, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, good. What advice do you have today, Noah?
I would just say that, honestly, that's all about taking your partner for who they are. It's definitely on, like, the dangerous side. But at the end of the day, you got to just, if you like them or love them for who they are, then you gotta take her for what she's doing.
That's it. You're not gonna change her, Noah. And why would you want to?
No.
Right? If that's who she is.
Exactly.
Maybe Ted needs to change.
Yeah. That's it. Live a little,
maybe.
Ted.
Yeah, come on, Ted, loosen up. All right,
yeah,
Noah.
Maybe.
Have a great day, buddy.
You
Thank
too.
You. Liz, good morning.
I have some advice for our boy Ted.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear, Liz. What do you have for advice?
Well, they clearly have very different risk tolerances, and eventually, if he's trying to craft her style that much, she's going to get really, really bored. I mean, at some point, she's going to want someone to go on an adventure with her, and if Ted's not up for it, then,
that's why,
you know?
I wonder if they're, I don't think they're right for
they're
each other.
They're not made for each other.
They're not made for each other.
MFOE.
Yeah.
They probably aren't right for each other. They might be right now for each other, so to speak, but in the long run, it's probably not going to work out. They should lie to themselves.
It's Tell the Truth Day, Liz. Now, that's what you just did. So, Ted,
absolutely,
he's going to have to make a decision because he's not going to change her. Unless he wants to change, right?
Yeah, unlikely.
Yeah, unlikely. All right, Liz, thanks for calling. Good advice. Take
You're
care.
Welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. So, bottom line for me would be, Ted, enjoy the ride while it lasts.
Bottom line for me is it's MFEO, made for each other. I did it the opposite. No, I think they need to probably reevaluate where they're at.
Yeah. Well, just enjoy it while it's there. They're young. They're still, you know.
Maybe he could join her on the adventures and see how.
Try that. See, you maybe you change. But you're not going to change her. You can decide to change yourself if you want to.
Don't go changing.
Don't go try to please changing. Me. Try. That's right. Thank you, Billy.
Wow.
I appreciate that. Ted, I hope it helped, but I would just enjoy the
ride. I doubt it did.
No, come on now. Brian, we were talking about roller coasters later.
Yes.
Something that lasts forever. Just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. The ups and downs and the thrills.
That's your 20s.
That is your 20s.
Live it up, buddy.
It's all flat road in your 40s.
All right.
There you go. Oh, man. I used to date this girl that would couch surf.
Oh, crazy. Oh, right, exactly.
Wonder where she is.
Yeah,
exactly. LBF, Dirty
Sometimes
Laundry
you
coming
date
up.
Those stories. Yes.
Oh, what do you got?
Speaking of dating, Sharon Stone. I like her style. She has a new love interest. I'll tell you who it is.
Let's say there's a viva la age difference.
It's the Fountain of Youth, Bob. You guys have been drinking from it for years.
She better take a big gulp out of that fountain. That's coming up next. Say 37. We got some doobies for you.
Oh,
Let's take a look at Dirty Laundry this morning. It's 840 LBF. Let's hear it.
Hey, all right. Well, I'm going to tell you who Sharon Stone is dating right now, and I'm kind of interested in this because she is dipping her toe in the Fountain of Youth. But before I get to that, there's this list of popular songs written about celebrities, and I had a couple that I was like, oh, really? I knew that Taylor Swift's Style was written about Harry Style, but I had no idea that I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry was inspired by her crush on Scarlett Johansson, who, by the way, is expecting her second child, her first with her new husband, SNL's Colin Jost.
Ah, okay.
So that's nice.
So is she Scarlett Jost now?
Scarlett Johansson Jost.
Scarlett Johansson.
Jost Hansen.
Jost Hansen. Scarlett Jost Hansen.
That's what I'm calling her from now on, everybody.
Brian,
so that's it.
That
Carlin Jost Hansen.
There it is.
Just FYI, if you want other little fun facts about songs. Oh, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Lenny Kravitz wrote that about his divorce from Lisa Bonet. Landslide. Stevie Nicks wrote that about her breakup with Lindsey Buckingham. Lot of songs about breaking up with him, right?
Yeah.
And I Need a Girl by Diddy was partly about his breakup with J-Lo. Just, you know, when you're listening to the radio.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just want to talk about Sharon Stone for a second.
Yeah.
Because she's my spirit animal.
Yeah.
She's so interesting, by the way. Basic Instinct was on yesterday. I was flipping through the channels at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I feel like I need to speak to the cable company about that. However, she's 63.
Did something cross your mind about seeing that show?
What do you mean?
Anything Basic cross your mind?
You know what? I got to tell you.
Yeah.
There's nobody who's inspired me more to smoke cigarettes than Sharon Stone in that movie. Okay. I mean, there's nothing appealing about smoking cigarettes. Kids don't smoke. But she smoked, when she's in that interrogation room, I know that's not what you remember of that movie.
Nope.
She's smoking a cigarette. She's like, what are you going to do? Arrest me for smoking. And then she lights it and she like blows smoke in those guys' faces. It's the ultimate power trip. Was like, wow.
All right, who's she dating?
I was also like, wow.
I'm just saying that some of us took some other things away from that scene. Yeah. She is dating a 25-year-old rapper named RMR who wears a ski mask and a gold grill. They're enjoying each other's company right now and hanging out. Apparently, he's 25, she's 63. Oh. That's cool. They've been on dates around
LA. So it's not 40 years.
No.
Difference. Okay.
It's not 40.
It's just 38. 38.
Yeah,
that's all.
That is like, I know that I rank on the guys for doing this because they've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
And the women have been really
shy
about this.
Are we cool now?
No, we're not cool anymore. But I love it when Sharon Stone does it.
I bet you do.
She's kind of cool. I mean, don't you think?
Ski mask and a grill. Hey, honey. Okay.
You know what? She can check it off her list. It's something she hasn't done before. I mean,
then have a cigarette.
Right. Okay. That dressed Christmas. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right. That's it. Don't smoke, all I got today.
Okay. All right. LBF, you're going to have to put a picture up of the grill master there. Her new girlfriend. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, cigarette.
Okay,
tea.
Good.
Anyway.
Put it on our Facebook page, the ROR
Morning
Show.
Sure will.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:55. Bob, LBF, and Brian on this Wednesday. Hot one, heat advisory in effect today. It's going to feel like 97. A high temp of 89 to 90 today, but it's not going to last much longer. So we'll get some thunderstorms tonight. Cools off. Tomorrow, only 70. This ride is fun, isn't it? This roller coaster.
You're just 80 and sunny and just perfect on beach day.
I think that's coming.
Can I put in for that?
Please stay tuned. Okay. This past Saturday, I was up in, my wife and I went to Kingston, New Hampshire. There's an awesome campground up there. We're invited to a birthday party for a friend of ours who's turning the big 4-0. I know. The big 4-0. Brennan, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you're holding up. So I met a charming young lady there. Her name is Leah. Now, her mom and dad introduced me to her because she has a very, very unusual dream these days with her career. So I asked Leah to join us. Leah, tell the folks what your dream is.
I want to be on the radio.
I want to be on the radio.
Right.
And after I took another sip from my drink,
yeah,
you said, why would you want to do that? So, Leah, why do you want to be on the radio?
It seems like a fun thing to do.
It is fun. It have fun, right, guys?
That's
Are we
truth.
Supposed to scare her straight, Bob?
No, we're not going to scare her straight. Okay. Radio needs new blood, new talent.
No, it is a fun thing to do. It's the most fun, and fun is the best thing to have.
And that's it. So, Leah, we love that because, like, I think your dad, Bill, was saying, geez, most little girls, they want to, you know, grow up and do this big careers, whatever, you know.
Are you saying this isn't a big career, Bob?
Well, yeah. You know, big whatever.
Yo, yeah, something else.
Anything but this. So I was really delighted. I said, Leah, here's the deal. I'm going to give you your first shot on the radio. Right, Leah?
Yeah.
So I said, all right, here's the deal. Leah, do you want to be entertaining? You need to maybe come on and tell a couple of jokes. So I said, I want you to come up with two dad jokes. And if they make your dad Bill laugh, then they're good enough for the radio. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Leah, did you come up with a couple of dad jokes?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear your dad jokes, everybody. Here we go.
Why are piggy banks so wise?
Why are piggy banks so wise? I don't know. Any guesses, guys?
No, don't guess.
Okay. I give up.
They're filled with common sense.
They're filled with common sense.
I like it.
That's good.
That's really good.
I like that, Leah. With common sense.
Get it?
I do get it. All right, Leah. Joke number two.
Where do boats go when they are sick?
Boats go when they're sick?
When they're sick.
Oh, I think I know.
Don't guess, Bob.
I won't. Go ahead.
To the boat dock.
Oh, the boat dock.
Oh,
I was going to say sick bay. I was going to say sick bay.
No.
Well, that
wouldn't
have been funny.
No guessing. That's why I think now, from now on, Bob, can you run your dad jokes by Bill?
All right. Leah, that was a great couple of jokes there. I think you got what it takes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's smart and articulate, and she can tell a good joke. Watch out, Bob.
Well, Leah, LBF's going on vacation soon. Maybe you can come and do the show.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I would love that.
Well, listen, I want you to, first of all, say hi to your mom and dad, Bill and Christine. They're really sweet to meet them. They're nice people. Yeah, Brian?
What grade are you going into, Leah?
I'm going into sixth grade.
Oh. Excellent. Sixth grade. So just don't apply yourself and you'll wind up in radio.
That's not true.
That's advice.
That's what happened to me.
You got to be well-rounded.
Right. Yes.
Yes. Smart.
You know, it does help to watch a lot of television. I'll tell you that. So if your parents are yelling at you for screen time, be like, I'm working on my career.
Yep.
Leah, you're only 11. You have plenty of time to decide. But I can tell right now, if she were to pursue it, with her wit, intelligence, her
timing,
her nice demeanor.
Yep.
She's got a future.
In anything.
In anything.
Don't let radio be the only thing you're thinking about.
First of all.
Leah, go ahead, hon.
No, I was laughing.
No, that's good. Well, that's rare here. So. Yeah. But Leah, tell your mom and dad I said hi. I'll see you guys again this summer if I get an invite back to the campground, you know.
Okay, well,
fancy. You can get to come on my boat.
Oh, hello.
Talking about language.
I guess I'm out of a job.
Yeah, I guess that old boat joke paid off. I would love it, Leah. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Leah. Great job. We'll see you again. That's Leah,
our
new pal, future radio star. Awesome. Have a great day, kid.
Thanks, Leah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Isn't she great? What a good kid.
Girl's got a career already. She knows how to network. Hey, you come on my boat. Right.
No wonder we don't get invited to more career days.
I know. Yeah, boy. No kidding. I mean, this girl probably hung up and was like, well, that dream's dead.
No. She's adorable. It's so funny at the campground. They said, hey, this guy's on WROR. He's famous. And I went over and said hi, and I said, if I was famous, I wouldn't have to introduce myself. Okay, you'd kind of know who I was.
Right.
They didn't know who this guy was.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's okay, Bob. You know. We know who you are.
Yeah. Anyway.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.